welcome to or welcome back Cancel 38. If you haven't watched before, my name is Claire Bettag, and the co-host of this podcast is Macy Gunnell, but she will not be joining us today. I have a very, very special guest today, my father. If you want to introduce yourself, maybe say why you wanted to come on.
My name is Larry Bettag, and I think I've known you for a long time. Mm-hmm.
Maybe,
a real long time.
Maybe a little bit of time, yeah.
Maybe too long. I'm excited to be here, and thanks for having me. You guys are doing some, you and Macy are doing some pretty kick-ass stuff on your show.
Yeah.
And at the school.
Right. So, would you say you are a politically motivated guy?
All right. Let's just jump right on in. This is great. I'm so glad that you invited me. Yeah. You know what? Claire and I were talking, and we say, you know, we're saying all the time that, now is more important than ever before. And, I don't know what you know or don't know. I think you know, but my grandfather, my dad's father, was one of the only Republicans elected down in Chicago. He was, you Google him, Otto Bettag, you'll see him all over the web, and he was a big, big player. My mom's father helped Roosevelt and Kennedy get elected. He was an attorney, and he was a big Democrat. And but they got along great because back then it was social issues. They weren't moral issues. But yeah, I can say that you are screwed because you got four generations of politics in the blood. And I never ran. I hate politicians, can't stand politicians. But I got to tell you, if you find an honest politician, that's the one that everybody hates.
Yeah, very true. So you started or are involved with a local grassroots organization. Can you talk a little bit about that?
I can, but I'd have to kill you. It's top secret.
Okay, well, then you're going to kill
me. That's under the show. Yeah, you know, it's funny. I got invited a couple of years ago. I have a friend of mine who you know, Casey. She's down in southern, in one of the southern states, and very, very wealthy woman. And she made a decision at one point to say, we got to do something. Let's quit talking about it. So for the listeners at home, this is all a message to you all. It's about taking action. And people say all the time, well what can I do? I mean, what can you do? Mm-hmm. And so she's like, hey, Larry, if you want to get involved, well, I kept thinking, well, I'm married to a really hot wife. I got five awesome kids, but my youngest, your little sister, divorced me when she went to high school. I'm not making her lunches anymore. I'm not coaching. And yeah, I wanted to make a difference. But the thing that I hear from everybody is, how do you get started? What do you do? The problems are so big. And so what we decided, we're going to invite 20 like-minded friends over. And we're going to talk about the things that keep us up all night. And we did. And as a result, it's grown over 2 years to over almost 800 people. As you know, our house is pretty packed on a one night a week. And I think that your mother and I scrambled to get everyone here. And it's chaos for 3 hours once a week. But we're in a great way. We're burning the house down. And I want to burn the house down. The house needs to be burned down. We don't, we want to get rid of the crappy Democrats. We definitely want to get rid of the horrible Republican rhinos. We need people that care about God and country. And a lot of times once you join that party, you'd be surprised at people that think like you and I think, but they don't have the core convictions. And once they become part of the club, they're more happy with being part of the club, even if it's a crooked club. You know,
so. Yeah. So going back to, you know, you were talking about Casey when she started their initial grassroots group. I remember when we went to visit her for the first time when I was there, like one thing that really stuck with me was when she was talking about, I think with her husband, Rob, and they were saying how it's a lot hosting everybody at their house every week. It didn't feel like it was their house anymore. And it was just getting to be very overwhelming. But one thing that really stuck with me when she said that it's not my God, or it's not my house, it's God's house. And I think that it can be definitely applied to our house because, you know, we mom sometimes wants to move, but it's God's house. It's not our house. So I think that's awesome.
It is. Yeah. And I tell people, who would have thought many, many years ago, we have a very nice house, I'll say. But I remember when we first moved in many years ago, I said, this is God's house. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we've gone through, you know, if you guys live in Illinois, if you don't live in Illinois, be thankful that you don't have taxes that Illinois has. If you live in Illinois, welcome to hell. But as you know, you don't know, but you can imagine we pay a shitload of money for these taxes here. And so it's a big labor of love to do it. But I got to tell you, I tell people, why do I fight? I fight because we are probably the last generation that knows how to fight, because everyone else is raising their phones. They sit around and kill time doing this and doing that. I got my stupid phone with me right now. But at the end of the day, I'm fighting for your mother. I'm fighting for our family. I'm fighting for your future spouse and your kids. If you don't fight, and if you kids in college don't fight, now is the time to fight. Learn how to fight when you're young. You just got to find out who your boss is. Mm-hmm.
So one thing that I've struggled with our Turning Point chapter at school, I was very big on, you know, the whole take action point. And, you know, I meet so many conservative girls, and I'm very excited that I meet so many conservative girls. But it does get to a point where it's like, okay, we're already on the same page. I feel like a lot of the times it's us complaining about certain issues, but we're not there, obviously, to debate. We're already on the same page, and there needs to be a line drawn at one point where you can, you know, you can sit down and socialize and be a social group and talk about all these issues. But at the end of the day, it's most important to take action, which I think is, it does take a certain person to take action on certain things. And I am grateful for the girls who aren't more, you know, ballsy and taking action and stuff. But how do you, like, do you, would you say that there are, is a major power in numbers?
Power numbers, you have to have a like-minded thing. You know, we have three main rules, and our rules are this: take action, confidentiality, because of the cancel culture and all the really awesome people that are in positions where if they shared information, they're jeopardizing their employment. And there's a third rule, but I can tell you that the take action one is incredibly important. Tell people, if you want to tell a story, come early, stay late. Mm-hmm. But between these hours, we're getting stuff done. We have almost someone like a little nun walking around like the ruler and slapping in the hands if you're telling the stories. Mm-hmm. Not really, but I do not want to be in another meeting the rest of my life. I hate meetings. If we're going to do something, I'm all in. But if we're going to talk, I'd rather go home and hang out with my family.
Yeah.
Got to burn the place down. And so you, here's one thing I want to encourage you and your girls. You're good with this. Now, you're fortunate because your mom and I are doers, and you were raised in that environment. But I can tell you that you're a lot different than I was. I was more concerned with getting along with people. Mm-hmm. When I was in college. You're more concerned with doing the right thing. And when you get those two to marry up, you know, really it's, you know, sky's the limit. But you're a lot further ahead than I was at that point. So if you encourage your girls and any of the girls or guys at other universities or Notre Dame or Holy Cross or wherever, you know, the sooner you find your testosterone to go ahead and flex and become who you're supposed to be, the better. Now, you don't want to be a jerk, but you want to do the right things under God's, you know, mm-hmm. providence, but you want to fight.
So on that note, do you think that it's possible to be friends with somebody who has difficult or opposing views from you politically?
Yes, 100%. You don't have to agree with stuff. One of my favorite lines is, how can you have influence without access? So I'm not going to burn the house down with someone that thinks differently than me. I think that's probably the way God designed it. I'm okay with that. Mm-hmm. I don't agree with a lot of things they say, but I like when people think differently and we can get along. Now, there are certain people who I'm probably very not affectionate with, who I wouldn't mind if I can say it in the vernacular and not truly, but I would like to go punch in the face.
Yeah,
I've never gotten a fist fight since fifth grade, but there are people emotionally I would like to go ahead and punch in the face that are just, I believe they're idiots and they're mm-hmm. morons. And they just want to be seen, or they just want to cause trouble, as opposed to finding a solution to make our world better. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Now, to sway the conversation a bit, this is totally off topic, but do you have any opinions or comments on President Katie Conboy?
Oh, yeah. She's an idiot. She's probably a nice broken idiot. But at the end of the day, she is broken at best. She cannot be the leader of a Catholic college and using 100% of her efforts to institute policies that are contrary to the Catholic faith, or even tacitly underground persecuting people that think differently. And really even the professors who we've come to know who want to be themselves are exposed and in trouble and fearful under her. It's hard for me even to say the word administration. It's stronger than that. She rules with a, I'm going to say, not an iron fist, but she rules. She doesn't like any teachers that don't have her views. And that's not good for anybody. I can tell you this, Purdue, University of Illinois, Big Ten schools that are public schools that are not a private Catholic school, they have a whole rainbow of conservatives to liberals that makes it work. Katie wants none of that. She wants it one-sided. Mm-hmm. She's a danger.
So I don't know if I've told you this or not, but Macy and I touched on in an episode exposing the Catholic corruption at St. Mary's. And one of the topics that we talked about was one of the professors at St. Mary's who was just teaching everything that should not be taught at a Catholic school. And it was a general education requirement. And there was a book that the students were being taught and forced to read about this. It was basically a porno about this 12-year-old girl who is, I'm just not going to get into it, but it was just really disgusting. And we exposed that. And then not even a week later, this professor announced that she was leaving the school. Now, I don't know if she got fired or if she...
It was naturally going to happen.
If it was naturally going to happen, we don't know. However, President Conboy did come out with a letter quite like soon after that and accused Macy and I of spreading misinformation. She also said that it's important that she allows that the professors have academic freedom to teach whatever they want to teach. Mm-hmm. Do you think that they're... What do you think about academic freedom? Because academic freedom can mean anything. It's not like you can go around distributing porn to students.
Well, as soon as you say 12-year-old in porn, that's really pedophilia. Mm-hmm. I'm an attorney. That's pedophilia. Katie's a liar. She cannot go ahead. I saw that. And fortunately, a lot of the moms invited me to that Facebook group called Concerned Parents. And they posted whatever the letter was that she posted in public with those accusations against you. And all the moms and some of the people that are at the school poked so many holes in the stuff. She twisted everything. I would have no issue with Katie if she were even a moderate and say, listen, we'll have the right, we'll have the left, we'll have a free flow of ideas. I have a problem with it in the Catholic university or Catholic college, where they're based upon the tenets of the Catholic faith. Let's be honest, those sisters are really in name only. They have no weight. They don't do anything. They have no weight. I think they're probably nice people, but they don't carry any influence as far as the direction of the school. Maybe that's a good thing. I have no idea how liberal they are, how retired they are, how conservative they are. I don't know. But, you know, it's a one-man band with Katie. I'm sure she reports to a board of trustees that according to all the people that are involved with that website have said that she wants people on that board of trustees, I think it's called, that are like-minded with her. Mm-hmm. So they got an issue. It's a clash of cultures. You can't be Catholic. And it's outrageous. The assault is outrageous on the Catholic faith. It's an all-out assault. And if you go to a public school, there's tolerance for both sides. She's actually against the Catholic faith in her teachings there.
So do you think there should be, like you say that there should be a wide variety. I mean, you wouldn't be opposed to her saying you can have strong right teachings being taught and then strong left teachings being taught. Do you find issues in classes like queer theology being offered at a Catholic university?
Yeah, I want to make that, I'll clarify that. I don't, and if I said that, then I misspoke. I have no problem with a wide range of people. I have no problem with any walk of life. You LGBTQT, wonderful, great. I got friends. Some of my best friends are gay. I mean, really awesome people. And teaching them, having a place to teach is one thing. Teaching an agenda that's against the Catholic faith is a different thing. So if I said something different, I want to be corrected right now. If you're in a Catholic school, you teach along the lines of Catholic principles, or you get out and we need a leader who's going to do that. Right now, it's not Katie.
Okay, so finally, for college students, and if you could just speak directly to college students, specifically girls at St. Mary's College or private universities who are feeling like they don't have a voice and they're scared of getting canceled or having negative backlash from professors through their grades, what would you say to students and how can they take action and speak up for their conservative values without the fear of, you know, being punished?
Okay, first and foremost, this could go to everybody, but I want to start with the girls at St. Mary's. Do you understand? You guys are badass. You guys are awesome. God created you as just a magnificent vessel. People think a tender little flower. I think you got some nice tender little flower in you, but I'm going to say you got a little bit of flex in you too. And all you girls at St. Mary's, you're finding your way. And whether you're liberal or conservative, get involved. Get involved under the guise of a Catholic faith. I'm going to also say this: don't get involved with clubs that just have meetings to meet and discuss. If you're shy and you're a wallflower, that's great. That's nice. You can go meet some people. I think there's a time and place for that. But as you start to find yourself, know that as you grow, God calls you for bigger, better, faster, stronger within your personality. Mike Ditka, who you guys are too young to know, but he was the head coach of the Chicago Bears for the last Super Bowl champion. And he said, God keeps knocking on the door, and one day you got to answer. And when you answer and you invite him in, he'll take you down a path that's magnificent. I think it's wonderful that, you know, at St. Mary's, you have a whole broad range of from the liberals to the conservatives, needs to be under the Catholic faith. But here's the deal. Find people that actually want to take action. I think you need to find a way, and you need to go ahead and find a voice to, you know, really, I mean this, and this, I'm not putting this on you. This is all me. But you need to find a way to somehow, they got to remove Katie. I mean, she's horrible for the Catholic faith. And I hate saying that. I don't think that she's a bad person, but she's horrible and should never be in this position. I think at the end of the day, for you guys as classmates to get together and say, take action. If you get involved when you're in college, it will grow into great leadership skills later in life. Now, I will say one last thing. I remember when I was at Benedictine University and I was whining, these old 40-year-old dudes were saying how we had never had any time and we're playing pickup basketball. And these old guys who are much younger than me now said, dude, you will never have as much free time as you have in college. And we said, whatever, old man, you know, we got term papers, we have this, we have labs, we have whatever. And he is right. If we had the free time we had in college. So get involved today, find a club, go meet Claire. Claire doesn't bite. She loves diversity of opinion. People want to paint her as a bad thing. That's not true. But get involved and reclaim. Here, this is my final pitch. I'll shut up. Reclaim your college. This is God's college. It's not Katie's college. That's the first thing. I love in the Bible, it says, be careful lest you find yourself fighting against God himself. You know, fight for your college and you're fighting for God. Katie's fighting against that. And the more of you who stand up, the better it is. Do it peacefully, respectfully. Mm-hmm. Pray for her, love on her. She still needs to go.
All right. I think that's all we have time for today. But thank you for joining us. Maybe you'll see my dad in the future. But
see you on campus. Don't throw anything at me.
Okay. Thanks for watching.